Hello and thank you for downloading Shield Up, our weekly podcast which is just for you amazing patrons and nobody else. My name is Gav, and if RKG was a Muppet Man style coat filled with free children, I would be the one on the ground. This week we've been looking through a lot of your workplace problems and there's some brilliantly tense ones. There's one involving cups, there's another one about arsehole bosses, and one about old fogies. What is going to happen? Well, let's listen to it now. These ones on the subject of workplace. So I will tackle them separately.
Okay, they're similar.
But they are related.
Okay.
Okay.
Imagine if it's the same problem from like two perspectives.
Oh my God, that would be so
fun. Oh my God,
fun.
Yeah. Like my boyfriend's an asshole. My girlfriend's an asshole.
Has to be the same person.
Break up. Move on.
Oh, we're zipping through these.
Is there a way of making sure people don't use your special mug at work without coming across as a total douche?
Yeah.
What?
Handcuff it to your wrist. No, we all have, or when we used to work back at IGN, we all have mugs that we owned that were in Gen Pop.
Yeah, we call them Gen Pop.
Well, the many a time we used to get to work early and Gab would be like, can you take out a Gen Pop? Can you and you're like, oh God, I hope it's not going to Gen Pop.
I would text Krupa in the morning being like, oh, I know you're in early. Can you take my mug out of Gen Pop? Like, that was a regular occurrence.
But when you don't get it and you saw someone else using it all day, I'd be like,
furious. I had a mug one time that I used to love and I left it in Gen Pop by accident and someone used it to make one of those like cake in a mugs
and
it was
God.
Like that's a piss and take. Then they left it at the side so it was like encrusted
monsters.
Like rocks on the side of it
and,
it was
and so you really want to know why we left.
Yeah
Thing is, I think like there are some people in the world that do like ascribe like personalities and that to some things. I'm 100% one of those.
I do that like, loads. Yeah,
I absolutely. Like if I don't wear, like I look at coats and go, oh shit, I haven't worn that coat for ages. You must be really sad. But
oh, I do.
What?
Yeah. Do you know that I used to be really bad as a kid. It was almost like hoarding mentality as well when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, there was a table I used to have at my nan's house. I used to eat all my dinners off.
Yeah.
Which obviously being a little kid that wasn't so little, I was very fond of this table because it served me food.
Yeah.
She was going to throw it out. It had like little cherries on it. Mm. I was like, we can't throw it out.
I'll starve.
So I took
you
it
know,
home.
That's what brought
I took
the
it home to my mum and dad's house. When I found out they were going to throw it away, I took it into the garage and hid it behind the freezer.
Aww. That's really cute.
What age were you?
Like 9, 10?
That's mad.
So my mug was just a present that someone bought me. It was a Modern Toss mug. They're like an online TV show, like comic strip. And that was really, really funny. Yours was you had like a nice IGN one. But you did a really good thing, whereas basically you just wash it and then put it in your drawer at the end of the day.
Drawer, but then it was almost worse when you forgot to do that.
And yeah.
You found out it was in Gen Pop because you were like, I used to keep you safe. You used to be on the outside.
Yeah.
You could sellotape a picture of you just like licking it to where the cup mugs are kept.
I think
that's
like,
a good idea.
I think if you generally really, really like it though, like someone could, because that was a thing. We used to get obviously like mugs for films and games and stuff delivered to the office. And people would just see that and go, I wanna. And then they just take it. Like that happened a few times. So if you really care about that mug, I think you need to take some steps and wash it at the end of the day or something like that.
He's just a third of the suggestion.
Yeah.
Take it home.
Yeah.
Just go, you know what? This is too important to me.
Yeah.
I don't want the daily stress. Just use the work mugs and don't care.
Yeah.
Or use other people's.
I think desk mug is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Because when you go in, sit
down, as long as you remember,
grab it from your desk, head on over. It's easy. You'll have to wash it yourself if you do have a cleaner in the office
and
they
seconds.
Won't be able to wash it. But I think if you want to hang on to a good mug, that's the best way
desk
to do
mug.
It.
Desk mug.
Okay.
I think so.
Desk mug.
Next weekend, I hot desk.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, I've just bought us mugs with like RKG on them. Like you've got one with K on, you've got one with R on, I've got one with G on. Can you imagine if like coming like next week, you're using the G? Like, Powers, what are you doing? It's like, it doesn't matter.
I don't see your initial on it.
It was in Gen Pop. Yeah, in my fucking kitchen. It's literally not Gen Pop.
Snooze, you lose, baby. I walk past with all three.
Yeah. It's a can of Monster, like, evenly put between the three of them. Here we go. This is related, right? One of my four housemates keeps sneaking my milk into his cuppers. He says, Gav will appreciate the gravity of the situation. I've even drawn a blue line for all to see on the carton. But nevertheless, the culprit still goes right ahead and uses it. There may even be more than one in on the act. How can I prevent this without locking my stuff away and buying my own fridge?
How? See, don't let it deform you. Like, don't Harvey Dent it. Yeah. Don't become the villain. Because that's the thing with petty things like this when you live with people.
Yeah.
It's very easy for you to become accidentally the worst one.
Absolutely, yeah.
And like, while I don't agree with this person stealing your milk,
yeah,
if you do that, people won't remember that he or she stole your milk. They'll remember you being ridiculous.
A twat about it, yeah. I think... Obviously, I mean, it's obviously quite a severe situation that he's chosen to write in about it. So he's obviously taking quite a lot of milk.
Yeah.
Maybe suggest to them, hey, look, I think we should have like a milk fund or something like that.
Communal milk,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're doing shared living, it's important.
Yeah.
I think if you've raised it up and you've mentioned it a number of times and they're still stealing your milk and it's getting to a point where it's really pissing you off, I bet you online you can buy some sort of milk lock.
Yeah.
That you would put on top. Maybe like, it's almost like a joke. Mad. You're like, hey, you've made me do this. It's like a novelty lock for your milk. And you're also like, it kind of solves the problem, but also it's like, it's quite funny.
I've heard, I can't remember where. Mental. I can't.
If you own it though.
Yeah, I can't remember.
If you're like, all right, I've had enough.
I own the lock as well.
God, that's insane.
I think they may be taking the piss because you, like, it does feel quite petty.
Like they know it's getting to you.
Yeah, to draw a line on a carton of milk.
If you it's like bullying. It's like, if you don't show them your hair.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually true.
Do you have access to anyone that could fill a carton with breast milk? And I feel like if you did that,
a great idea.
Put that
it's
in
a lot of milk.
And then they use that and you'd be like, unlucky motherfucker.
Or you just drank tip milk.
That was delicious. Or, yeah, buy cashew milk because no one likes that.
Yeah. I love cashew milk. It's nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But that...
How'd you milk it?
I feel like you should just say, hey guys, look, I noticed we're going through a lot of milk. Do you mind if we all just chuck
a kitty.
Yeah, have a little milk kitty.
That's the thing, because otherwise you're just going to be simmering all the time. And that's not a good
something
way
quite
to,
petty as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you'll then might... Because I've been, you might accidentally be unfair to that person in a way that you don't realize just because you were so tense about it.
Yeah, we had a guy at uni, and when we look back on the stuff now, we were talking about it like the other week. When we look back on some of the stuff he used to do in our house, like he was such a piss taker when it came to money and things like that. Like because he would just eat other people's food and drink other people's stuff from the fridge.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh yeah, just help yourself to mine though. And we'll all help each other's stuff to each other's stuff. It's like, yeah, that doesn't work when you don't buy anything.
Yeah.
So we ended up then having to do a thing where we were like, right, we're putting X amount into a kitty every week or every month. And that's used for like tea bags, milk and stuff like that. His thing was always like, guys, help yourself to any of my stuff. I was like, yeah, but Gaz, you don't have
You're
any fucking
peasant.
Stuff.
You got crackers.
I'm
a man who goes through an ungodly amount of ice.
Yeah.
And I had the same problem in the office, which was people would gank my ice.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what to do about that until my solution was putting the bag of ice inside of a different bag that didn't look like it was ice at all.
Yeah.
So then when anyone opened the freezer, they're like, oh, I don't have any ice.
It's like toxic waste.
So maybe think about putting your milk inside like a thermos or something, you know, or something that wouldn't look like it has milk.
Oh, you'd be good. Or like one of those little soup cartons.
Yeah.
Get a couple of them.
Because then after a while,
or something that looks like a book. And then put it in the fridge,
like a Bible. Yeah,
one of those whiskey canteens that looks like a book.
Yeah,
and then put that in the fridge. So why is there a copy of Les Misérables in there?
Yeah. That would be great. Yeah, you need one of those big ones, don't you? Big old dictionary in the freezer.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't want to end up getting, as you said, like straight off. You don't want to end up being the joke of it and like taking it too far, and then people are actively doing it to wind you up.
People won't be on your side anymore.
Yeah. So I think, you know, you've got to talk to these people and just say, hey guys, do you mind doing a milk kitty? Or just buy UHT milk that doesn't have to be kept in the fridge and just keep it under your bed.
Failing that, mini fridge in your room.
Mini fridge.
In
your room.
Then you've always got cold milk and cold ronies right by your bed.
Perfect.
You say now? Good?
Yeah, I'm happy enough with that.
Okay, cool.
Or just like get a carton and then when they're sleeping, like smash it over their heads and scream like, got milk or something. And then they'll be so scarred they won't want to drink it anymore. Make like moo noises at them and stuff.
So what are we saying? Got milk, smash. breast milk.
all good advice.
Well, I think this is good. There's like a variety of choices here. Yeah.
Well, that's what the show's going to be about. Yeah. Three different options for any problem.
Choose your own adventure.
That's what it is, essentially. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I highly recommend The Milk Smash.
Your flatmate will remember this.
Yeah, trust me, they did.
Okay, another workplace one.
Okay.
It just starts like this. Boss is an asshole.
Nice.
Half the time, he's an absolute piece of shit that makes us feel worthless, while the other half of the time, he's over nice. What do I do? I've never worked in a place where someone has been... Like, I've worked in a place where the boss has been a prick, but I've never worked in a place where he's been, like, an actual prick to me. I don't think. Like, I've fallen out with some bosses because of some stuff that they've done, but and for actions and stuff, but it wasn't like, they weren't like evil. They weren't like pricks. Do you know what I mean? Like on purpose. Feckless. Yeah, usually just idiots.
You once told me your boss said you were too fat to be in videos.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And that's
fine.
Yeah, he was like publisher though, so he was like my boss's boss.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really count that. Yeah, my first day working at Future Publishing, I don't give a fuck.
I feel like you've made it your entire career just
We all went to the pub. Because like I worked at Official Nintendo Magazine, and everyone who worked on that is brilliant and has gone on to do brilliant things. But on my first day, they were like, oh, let's take Gav to the pub. So we went, and I was maybe about 20, 21 stone at the time. But I went, they went to the pub, and then the publisher came down and he bought all the drinks. And he was like, oh, so, you know, what kind of stuff do you want to do? Because it was the first video producer they'd had at Future Publishing, basically, in London. Right. And they're like, you know, what kind of stuff do you want to do? And I was like, well, like, Let's Plays are getting pretty big. Like, and I feel like we get access to games before a lot of people. So I feel like, you know, a Let's Play from Official Nintendo. He was like, yeah, thing is, like, they're really busy with the magazine. I was like, well, I could host them, and then I could bring in, like, a guest, like, from the magazine. And he was like, you? Oh, no, you're too fat and hairy to be in videos. But it wasn't like, I wouldn't have thought so. Look at him. I'm like, haha, that's a joke. He was like, no, you can't be in videos because you're too fat and hairy.
That's
and
mad.
I was like,
I've worked with talent before.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what's happened. I think.
I mean, how would you even, in the moment, I'd be like,
you'd be so frozen, wouldn't
honestly,
you?
Honestly, like, I was I so frozen, know. I didn't say anything. But then later on, I made fun of him for being really, really short, and everyone laughed. And
I was nice.
And he was short. Nice. I think he like manages like a dating website for farmers now. So I want, needless to say, I had the last laugh.
Do you think the farmers are like going to set up their profile? And it's like, we can't join. Look at you, fat, hairy farmer. That's the point.
Yeah, there's some comeuppance in the fact that he's got to look at people who look like I did then, like on the reg.
24/7, yeah.
While your video's playing in the background.
Yeah.
See that first episode retry? 75,000 views.
Yeah, he's just refreshing my Patreon going, motherfucking fat prick.
He's like the one guy in the YouTube comments being like, who's that boggling on the right? This guy should be a video.
You've done yourself.
Oh, shit.
You were thinking to your
right. From my perspective, yeah. It's like to the right of me.
Done himself there. Oh, we got done cowboys on the podcast.
Yeah. It's just a ding, done.
Coco? She wants to go out in a bit now. Yeah, I don't know what to do really. But I mean, it sounds like it's the type of job as well that you can't just go, stop being a fucking prick.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you do to you, like, when your boss is like that? Like, yeah. I don't know. If there's enough of you that feel similarly, I guess, like, it being like a professional thing, you could go to HR as a group of people. You don't want to be doing it as an individual because obviously that puts a fucking target on your back.
Yeah.
But if there's like 5-10 of you that feel similarly, then you can make an official complaint and just get it sorted, because it sounds like he's passive aggressive, knows he's been a dick, or she's been a dick, and then tries to like make up for it, so maybe you don't bring like raise an issue, because you'll go, oh, he's all right sometimes.
Yeah,
I wonder how genuine the niceness is and how much that is like, I need to cover up from being a dick.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Presumably if you go to HR and complain, that would be like an anonymous complaint. She can't be like, Chris hates you.
Yeah.
It was Chris told me everything.
Yeah.
Don't yell at me, boss.
I think you're right. Maybe for this one, like, to be, just do it 100% by the book and just be like.
That's why that stuff is there. I know it sounds like it's not a very fun answer and it sounds a bit lame, but that is literally why that's there.
Have you tried, like we talked about in the last episode, scheming him? Oh, God. Like peeing in his orange juice.
Is that a scheme?
That's a scheme.
Well, I mean,
it's not, I mean, it's not high level.
It's not going to be a Coen brother film.
Yeah. Ocean's 14, the piss is in the
so
juice.
So let me get this pitch right. Brad Pitt's just pissing in orange juice.
Yes, that's true.
I would love to see, you know how in all those like kind of schemey heist movies, they have the like, all right, here's the plan. We grab his coffee mug. We piss in it. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh.
A zoom cut.
Yeah, I thought that was going to
crash zooming on the dick.
And they're like,
Edgar Rice directed this.
What about in those pits in Ocean's Eleven where they go wrong and then you're like, oh, it's meant to go wrong the entire time. Like, someone picks it up and the coffee's empty and like, oh, it was meant to be like that. I've just stabbed him. That was the real scheme.
Ah. While you boys were executing the fake plan, I killed him.
Yeah, he's bleeding out now.
I cut him, and now I'm going to cut you.
Yeah.
Yes, half... I don't know. I think you've got to escalate this. You've got to escalate it.
You can't.
Do it properly. Like, don't stab him. Don't piss on anything.
Work is such a huge part of your life. You can't be like going in every day going... Is this person going to be horrible to me or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
just because they're the boss, they don't get away
with that. So we're saying
narc
on him. Is that what we're saying?
Rat on him.
Okay,
rat.
Good.
Be a little prison rat. Right. Or just leave.
Okay. Next, workplace aggro. This is an interesting one. Aggro. I work with a gentleman who's about 40 years older than me. I am 22 and he's in his 60s or 70s. I'm his boss and he has a hard time making adjustments to his performance. We tutor second grade through high schoolers in maths, but he works so slowly that some kids go 10 minutes without attention, and I always have to pick up his slack with paperwork. How do I tell an older employee as his supervisor that you're still not doing what his job description entails? So it's obviously he's not performing as he wants him to be performing. But he's also, you know, even though he's a senior, he's actually, you know, way, way younger than him. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, like I've had to like work and kind of semi-manage people who are seniors to me. And it's almost like you've got to basically like play a part.
Yeah.
You've got to like act it, even though you don't feel, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird like telling someone who is older than you, because like just the way you're raised as a kid, you're like, respect your elders. No, you should respect people who deserve your respect.
Yeah.
It's like how I approach life. And it's obviously, I think you've got to like play the role of boss and go in and speak to them with that attitude. Otherwise they won't respect you. And if they've got a problem with it, you can, again, because you're in a workplace setup, you can take actions against it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I've always done. You've just got to get yourself into a mindset where you've got to play the role of being the boss and kind of almost trick yourself into like forgetting the age difference.
Yeah. It's really, I guess it's almost like a slight bit of embarrassment as well that you've got to go to someone being like, dude, you're not as good as I am and I'm 22, yeah. It doesn't say whether he's actually, he has a hard time making adjustments. Maybe because he is quite old. Maybe it's something to do with that.
I think what you should do is like start, modernizing
a scheme.
The classroom. So start being like, oh, hey, we actually need to give the feedback to the kids on iPads now.
Yeah.
And you have to log everything into the system. Eventually, he's going to be like, oh, I don't know how to use the iPads. Oh. And then you'd be like, well, you're fired then. Mike.
It's quite mean.
You can't fire someone.
It's quite mean.
It's called business, boys.
No. I think very much it's called ageism.
Yeah. It doesn't say that. It like I'm focusing on the fact that maybe he's said to the dude a couple of times, hey man, you need to be a bit better, and the guy is maybe not taking that under is not taking it seriously because he's hearing it from a 22-year-old, maybe. Yeah.
Or you could rapidly age yourself using modern prosthetics.
Yeah, you could
like,
do
just
that.
Just do subtly every day, come in, just like age yourself up.
And then, like,
and then,
that's good.
I think he should go all out and do it like bad grandpa style. Come in one day and he's just an old guy and be like, oh, isn't that Alex a prick? But I tell you what, he makes some good points. And then the other old guy would be like, oh, yeah, he does actually. And when he comes in tomorrow, I'm going to be like, hey, Alex, you might be 22, but you're good at this. And I'm going to listen to you from now on because bad grandpa told me to.
And I love your skateboarding.
Yeah, what is bad grandpa anyway? He was so nice. He looked in his eyes like, oh my God, it was you.
The whole time.
And then they start kissing.
I mean,
you could do that?
Yeah, could do that. as an alternative.
It's hard, isn't it?
Can you set like, because it's one thing to be like, hey, you're not performing exactly the
set
way
official
you should
goals.
Be. Set some goals. It's like, yeah. We need targets. And then that's easier for him to comprehend people, as well.
That's the weird thing. Like, more jobs should just have that.
Yeah.
I think, like, this is the thing. I think a lot of people in jobs, people go, oh, yeah, it's cool if it's laid back and there's those targets.
Yeah.
People like games. You give people a number, it's something to aim at, and I don't think it happens enough.
No.
Sometimes people just want to be like guided
and
just go, hey, here's your number, you've got it here. If you're not, we've got to have a discussion.
Yeah.
And like, people sometimes like having targets.
Yeah.
And I think it doesn't happen enough, and then people just like just a bit aimless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is, he just works slowly, so I think he's got to be like, and that is also really hard to say to someone, you're being too slow, but he's actually giving attention to a kid because they tutor him in maths. So.
Right.
That's kind of hard, I suppose. Because you've got to go. I feel like if you said, hey, dude, you're taking too long on that kid, you're like, am I? Because I think you can't put a time limit on education. Oh, God. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
But you've never spoken to this one.
Yeah.
It can't even add up.
Yeah.
It's been here 4 years.
He's like, I'm not talking to him. He's like, I go.
I don't think shouldn't be encouraging him only to speak to the attractive children. Yeah. I feel that's very much another problem.
They don't have a chance.
How do you guys motivate yourself to do your own goals? Because I said this to Clara the other day, and she thought I was being a bit mad. Because I organise stuff in my mind, not obviously physically, into dinner and pudding. So if I've got a bunch of jobs in front of me, I'll go, right. Some of those jobs I like doing, some of them maybe I do like doing less. So I'll do the ones I like doing less as my dinner, and then I'll do the ones that I really like doing as a little bit of pudding, a little bit of treat afterwards.
Ooh.
That's the way I will
productivity.
That's not a bad way
of
doing it.
I've got a rule. If I can do anything in 5 minutes or less, I do it the right way.
That's good.
Because
really
it just gets done, because you put off so many little things that are simple. Like I can put this, wash it, put it away.
Yeah,
that gets through a lot of stuff.
That's a really good thing, though.
I have a list of like, this is really wanky, but it's I use this a lot at iGen. Do.
Yeah.
So you just do it. So it's that rule. Defer. Yeah. If you can do it tomorrow, do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Delegate.
Yeah.
Just give it someone else to do.
Yeah.
And the
is
other
that
one,
why I'm doing your laundry?
And the other one, delete. Like anything that used to come into like my inbox at iGen that was just nothing... Delete it right away.
Yeah.
And then everything else used to sort according to them rules.
I like that. I think that's really
good.
That is good.
I like the way they're all D's.
Yeah, that's
clever.
And Daniel!
Yeah.
It's the Daniel system.
Oh my God.
That's the Daniel system.
Wait, wouldn't the Daniel system
this is a book
be
I'm
D ri- and then
this
like
is a book
a,
I'm, this is a book I'm writing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the Daniel
book
system.
It's a book
be.
I'm writing. The
can
D
you
method.
Make,
and the K is kill.
Can you make it D-A-N-I-E-L?
Like the Daniel... Like
I mean,
delay.
That's more than it needs.
Do, the first one, do, and then A would be like... Avoid.
No,
temporarily.
Afterwards. Do it afterwards.
N. Neglect.
Now. That's same as do.
Okay. No.
A lot of these are do them now.
I liked mine.
It could be no thank you.
I like the 4D system.
Yeah. Come on. We got I. What's I?
I is in I. Do this now.
Immediately. That's another do.
Yeah.
E.
Earlier. Do it before you even think about it.
Yeah. There you go. Done.
L. Later.
Later. Do it later. Oh my God. That's class.
I mean,
it's nonsense.
I mean, yeah.
All right, Rory.
Run away. For your problems.
Avoid.
Avoid. I thought that's.
Or, oh, baby, do it now.
Or run back.
Run back.
Why? Yes.
Why? Why am I doing this shit?
And there you go.
That's me.
Sorted, lads. Sorted. Dinner pudding, Rory method, or the Daniel method. Yeah, let us know how that turns out. here we go. Why have I called it that? Oh, because I put a little like little headers so it reminds me what it is. This one I've just called Workplace Wimp.
I mean,
but I hope that. Okay, sorry for calling you a wimp there. Hey there, long time listener, first time caller. Always want to say that. This is only the third episode of the podcast, so it's fine. This complete bell end I work with thinks it's hilarious to constantly jump out, hide, or sneak up on me to scare me and make me jump. Starting to get real sick of it, and short of punching him in his smarmy face, I needed ideas for revenge. What would you gents do if you were me?
Well, I think you were a little bit of a workplace wimp.
Like, yeah,
absolutely.
You're
the most
jumpy
person
I'm
I've
really
ever
jumpy,
met.
Yeah.
But we should say, like, we weren't even trying to scare you. You were just like, if Gav was editing with headphones on, or if he was in the studio and you opened the door, he was like,
yeah, I'm really jumping.
I mean, I sat beside you at work, and sometimes I would just turn my chair around and go, Gav, and you'd be like, and like leap out of your chair. It's crazy.
So what? So he needs ideas. Basically, he's asking for schemes.
He's asking for schemes.
Okay, we do
this.
This
is the Scheme Up podcast now.
has this person got children?
Well,
take them.
I don't know what to do, because I do think it is funny to do that. But like, I've been like, I had an ex-girlfriend who hated it, and she had to be like, "You got to stop, because it's not funny anymore."
Yeah,
because you were jumping out at her.
Yeah, because I was jumping out at her, and she was just like, "I just don't trust
anything."
She's like, "I'm not having a nice time when I get up and go to the toilet, because I think you're going to be outside." Like, and I was like, "Yeah, I usually am
watching."
I don't get jump scaring people. I think I've done it to you before, but then it's like once it's done, you're like, was that great? Like, yeah, I don't care enough.
Just doing
to
it
do
in
it
front
again.
Of people, and everyone's like, ha.
We used to do it.
It feels like such a bully thing. Yeah, like,
to be fair,
it's just cheap comedy, isn't it?
The three of us, or me and you, like, we did used to do
we do it a couple times.
Whenever a big box would get delivered to IGN, we're like, right, guess how was in the box?
You're asking for it in a big box.
That's what big boxes are for. Yeah. Right.
Get powers in the box.
Now cover him with polystyrene peanuts.
I'm pretty sure we did that to
and ship them to Gav's
house. Yeah, we did it to Alicia once. And then Alicia left, so we did it to Dale. Obviously, you didn't care.
They always looked at you with like a disdain only reserved for children.
Yes. Yeah.
From a father.
But yeah, I think, yeah, so you want to do something to him, maybe like start jumping out on him and filming it, and then put all those clips together, give it a fucking Lad Bible, one of those dickhead sites, and that video will go viral, and then you'll be like, ha 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 ha.
And he'll be known for the thing that he's been doing to you.
Absolutely, yeah.
What was that? What's that other one, that similar thing where he always like used to throw like an egg at his mum?
Yeah.
Like, that's high stakes though, because if they catch it and hold too strongly, that's going all, just throw eggs at them, but in a way that's like they could catch them.
That's a really good one.
Yeah,
throw an egg at someone. Like,
but not like at them hard, like under arm. A
little bit kind of,
yeah.
So, and like give them a go, incoming egg.
Yeah.
And like,
egg coming.
Egg.
Yeah, egg coming. Egg Gerald's coming. An egg, you prick.
Yeah. What?
And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, hashtag egg coming's trending.
And that's
Twitter,
the thing.
Yeah.
And you'll put them in such a heightened state of like suspense. Yeah. They'll probably either grab it too tightly or shit themselves.
Yeah. And then everyone in the world, whenever they see that person, is going to chuck an egg at them.
And they'll hate eggs.
And they'll hate eggs.
They'll hate eggs.
And eggs are brilliant, so.
They are good.
I think that'd be really good. You should definitely do that.
Eggs are one of the most versatile things that you can cook.
Eggs are class, man.
For dinner, like 2 days ago, I had 12 scrambled eggs.
Why?
They were going to expire. Oh, and I was okay, like, right. I'm
and you're worried
eggs.
About the nugs.
Are you fucking like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast?
A whole dozen eggs.
12 dozen eggs every morning to help you get large.
And like Gaston, I just chuck them, juggle them into my mouth.
Yeah, I never understood that bit as a kid, because I was like, shell is horrible.
Yeah.
Like,
I hate
that
shell.
Like, that is, there's some things that are like, oh, that's not nice, but you can eat it. That feels really inedible.
Yeah. I don't think
the shell?
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Disgusting. Clara hates shell so much in her scrambled eggs. Like, anytime I make her scrambled eggs, and because she just had her wisdom teeth out, she was eating scrambled eggs a lot. She was like, I can't have any shell in it, even if it's a little bit, I'll taste it, and then I won't have you cook eggs for me ever again, because I'll be too scared.
That's pressure,
isn't it? And I was like, shit. So I could like if a tiny bit would go in, like usually I just leave that in for myself, like I probably won't taste that. I'd like fish it out, like little bits like that.
I'd like to on my bucket list is to be able to learn how to crack an egg with one hand.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that's
absolutely
badass.
Yeah,
that's how you impress
that's
someone.
The thing, I'm really shit at cracking eggs. But also in the place we stayed at just now, I was away for the weekend with some mates, there was this really awesome, like, I don't know what you call, like a skillet, is it? Like, you know,
a thick pan.
Like, no. That's it. Yeah, it's you know, like the sort of big forky thing. Not a fork, but it's like a flat one that you do. Yeah. Like you flip stuff with.
A spatula.
Spatula. That's it. Yeah, fuck, I couldn't think of it.
I didn't know you were talking about that. I thought you like invented something.
But there was this big spatula that was like made of metal, and on one side, it was like ridges, like, so they were quite sharp.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are those for? And apparently it is for cracking doing eggs. Yeah.
That's almost like what you get in like diners, where you
and straight through them. And I made scrambled eggs on one of the mornings, did it? It was fucking brilliant. So
that's
good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love eggs.
Spatula, eggs. What are we talking about?
Egg boy. I'm talking about egg boy. Yeah. Chucking eggs at the egg boy.
Get the egg.
Do the egg thing.
I think that's fantastic.
Underarm.
Yeah.
Underarm egg at him, and then everyone will know that he's scared of eggs.
Yeah.
Love it.
Done. And finally this week then, says, hi, Recently, I've moved to London for work, and the only person I knew in the city was my girlfriend. I feel like that phrasing is something bad's going to happen. However, as soon as I got here, she decided we should take a break. Oh, and now boy. I'm currently living alone in the city. Could you guys tell me some decent bars or places to go to meet new people and hang out, etc.?
Did she know? She was like, oh, I might cool things down. I'll wait till he gets here so I can tell him. It's like, that's a terrible idea. Tell him on the phone before he moves to London.
Yeah.
That sounds like...
he did say, as soon as I got here.
Yeah. It's like, hey, babe, I just got the keys for my new flat.
Sorry, mate.
But also remember, we don't have all the information here. Like, he could be mad and maybe he forced himself in the situation or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll move with you. And she's like,
She was like, oh, it's just too hard, this long distance thing. Well, it's not, because I'm going to move to London tomorrow. Yeah.
I got the keys. When I first moved to London, I didn't really I had a few friends because my girlfriend had been here for a year already. But I didn't have any friends that spoke Welsh, which was a really big thing to me. So I looked up the Welsh Society and joined a choir. Because that was like a weekly thing, and I used to do choir at uni. So, and like you meet so many people because you meet every week, you do shows and stuff together.
Yeah.
And it like it not necessarily like it was Welsh language, but I'm sure there's stuff like that.
Imagine if your advice was join a Welsh language choir. Join a Welsh,
doesn't matter if you can't speak Welsh.
Really friendly people. But what you're saying though is, I think you're going to make friends. Like you just have to put yourself out there and
absolutely,
see.
Because
I think some people find cities unfriendly places. I don't think they are. I think there's a lot of people keep themselves to themselves on public transport.
Yeah.
Especially in London, because I think people are just quite respectful of other people's personal space.
Yes.
And people go, oh, people are unfriendly.
No.
Don't think so. I think you've got to maybe join something or do a thing like whether you're in sport. There's lots of stuff in London where it's like a book club or something. You could meet people that way. Because if you're just going out to a bar, people are going to be already with their friends. That's not going to...
Yeah, yeah. Like London as well. Like there's... I was overwhelmed when I first came here. Like I was always of the mind, like I wish I'd come to uni here because just to have that much disposable time and income, like that I could just go out and do shit all the time. Because there's so much stuff on. And I think like if you're... I assume that you're into the stuff that we're into, which is like video games and stuff like that. There's a bunch of video game places. Like we're massive fans of the loading bars. And now there's like 20 of them in London where people go and play video games. And they don't have that. They do like launch parties and stuff where they just invite lots of people to go there. But they also have regular events. So like I know Tuesday in the Dorston one is a board games night. And they do like a poker night on one of them as well.
What's the one Dave Hewitt hosts in Shepherd's Bush where they paint?
Warhammer.
Actually, should say, there's not a plug. Throughout this year, we will be doing live events and shows, some of them in those loading bars, or maybe at other places as well. Like we screened the Prestige at the end of last year, and people came along to that and met new people, and then we went to a bar afterwards. So that's a good way of meeting people who like the stuff you're into.
Man, there's loads of people who are just fans of... like, can we say Prepared to Try? Like, fans of Prepared to Try.
Whoa, beep that, Jesus.
That's Costas.
That's unbelievable.
There are fans of Prepared to Try and Retry and stuff that we do that, you know, have hung out in the Facebook group, which is an unofficial Facebook group that people have been doing. There's our Discord as well, which you're doing. Like, maybe we could even set up like a Discord thing for like meetups and shit like that.
We should say, like, if you listen to this, we are still getting very much up to speed on using Discord.
Yes.
But... we're going to make that a much better place to hang out.
Yeah.
I think we've looked at other Discords. They have like meetups. So if people want to obviously just meet up without us involved.
Yeah. Well, that's happened already. Like there's a group of people who I think they went to Boston recently for someone's birthday because they met on the Facebook group and at one of our live shows.
Which is incredible.
And our place is like lots of people come by themselves and have made friends that like all our friendship stuff exists away from us.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I think like just whatever you're into, look up. Unless you're into something mad,
better you could find that in London as well.
Yeah.
But I think that's the thing. I don't know what kind of personality type, because you know you might be just mega confident, but I think ultimately you just gotta maybe put yourself out there a little bit.
Yeah, but also put yourself out there, but don't think for a second that there's not people there who want that from you as well. Like, don't think that it's an unfriendly place. I don't fucking think it is at all.
No, at all. Like, I remember when I broke my leg, like, people were so nice to me on the tube. I think that all that, like, are people so rude in London? It's people who visit, like, once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
And people just quiet on the tube. It's like, well, why would you want them in your face?
You always like, see, that's the shit you always see, like, going viral on Twitter where they're like, oh, I said hello to someone in London and they locked me selfie. It was like, you're a dick.
Yeah, I bet you're a dick. Because I've seen, like, oh, we've got a mutual friend who's like, when the Switch had just come out,
yeah,
and just playing Mario Kart with strangers, and a picture of that went to the top of Reddit. It's like people like to reinforce a certain perspective.
Yeah,
it's very true.
So there we go. That's how you make friends. There we are. That was episode 3 of Shield Up. I hope you liked it. If you did, you can go chat about it on our Discord, and we've got a nice little Shield Up section in there for you. You can also let us know what you think of the episode. We're on at RKG Video on Instagram and Twitter. We've got lots of exciting stuff coming up in the next few months, which we're not quite ready to announce yet. But one cool thing that we've been asked to do is be guests on Nightmare Live. Now, if you don't know what Nightmare is, it used to be this awesome kids TV show in the UK where a couple of mates guide a friend of theirs who's essentially blind, he wears like a helmet, through sort of bad CGI renditions of like castles with goblins and gargoyles and stuff like that. Croops and I absolutely loved it as kids and always wanted to go on it, so this is kind of fulfilling a little dream for us. Powers never heard of it, so he's obviously going to be the one in the helmet and we're going to be guiding him through it and see how he goes with it. I'm so excited for it. Hopefully that sounds like something you want to do and you can go buy tickets. It's on Friday, April 26th at King's Place in London. If you go to nightmarelive.com and click on the London date, you can get your tickets there. And there's a lovely bar, so we'll be hanging about afterwards if you guys want to come down and meet us, and we'll be doing pictures and just hanging out and drinking the booze. Doesn't that sound like a lovely time? So make sure you get your tickets to Nightmare Live, and we shall see you for another Shield Up next week.